Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Republican supporters being chased and beaten in the streets. I've never heard of a person canvassing on behalf of Democrats being threatened in any way. Have you? Would you threaten a Democrat canvasser, a guy wearing an Obama shirt or a Biden, Harris, whatever? I mean, I might look at him and go, wow, look at that freak show. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It's not enough even to ask ourselves opposite questions anymore. We know the answers. They beat up a Republican canvasser. Would you do it? Would you beat up a Democrat canvasser? It's pedestrian to just flip it and go, well, what about this? We know the answers. We wouldn't do it. We're too civilized. We're like the Brits. Would you like some tea and crumpet while you're kicking my butt? It's okay. No, fine by me. It's, no, quite all right. Brilliant. The questions I guess we should be asking ourselves, folks, is how do we get here? And then how do we break through to the left to show them just how idiotic they are? And, you know, different people offer different views all the time, but I'm going to tell you what I know works. Now, I know you're not going to want to hear it. Y'all like, oh, here it come. Okay, black man about to go crazy up in there. Better run. Yeah, you better run. I'm going to drop a nuke on you white people. You ready? You fight. You dare, you say, you know what? I heard what you had to say. Now I'm going to tell you what I have to say. Oh, I don't want to hear what you have to say. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear what I have to say. If I'm listening to you, you're going to listen to me. Equal and opposite. It is the yin and the yang of the universe. It is how we communicate. By the way, there's a program that started in college. A friend of mine was telling me about it. He says, Kevin, was telling me, she says, there's a college where they, incoming freshmen now, they have a class where they discuss their views, opposite views of one another. And this lady who was telling me this, by the way, a very, very prominent citizen, and she says, it works so well, she wants to see it rolled out all across the country, because the college reported, we have no incidents of people getting upset when they now have open discourse, and you know, there's wokeism is slowly starting to die a quiet death. And you want to know what it is? It's something as simple. Oh, I know, I'm about to blow y'all's minds out there. Is having a conversation, a dialogue. What Melissa says is communications. Which, for a guy who's got the emotional IQ of a 5-year-old, which I did at one point. I mean, up until, you know, I was in my 40s, I had the emotional IQ of a 5-year-old. And I proudly, not so proudly, but I openly tell you this, because when my mother died, the most traumatic thing that ever happened in my life happened when I was 5 years old. And I didn't get any help. So I was emotionally stunted, defensive about everything, you know, lied about it. I mean, just anything you could do to get around your bad life, right? Or to think you could get yourself out of problems. I did. One of my friends admitted to me recently that, and this is a person who has struggled with many, many things in life. And by the way, really appreciates that I understand how he came to this. He says his first instinct is to lie. Can you imagine that? Here's what he said to me. He goes, I would never lie to you. Our friendship's too important. But he says, outside of my strong friendships or whatever, his first instinct is to lie. And I wonder how many people can admit that. Life isn't quite like they like it. They lie. Joe Biden is a good example. His life has never been what he likes. So what does he do? He lies. Now, I'm going to tell you, based on my friend, when I heard this statement, I went, I know, I knowing what this person is going through, I get it. Not living life on the up and up. First instinct to lie. Better than, life is better than it needs to be, should be, could be. Because when you lie, you can make whatever you want. So Democrats, they lie to themselves. Life's better. Anyway, going back to how do we deal with these folks? You fight. You're not afraid to fight. You got to get in there and say, you know what? We're going to have a discourse. If you say, so Kevin, my view is I think you're stupid or whatever. And then you want to walk away? Oh, no. You just started the discourse. So I'm going to say, you know what? I think you are actually more stupid than I. And I also want to throw in your parents. How about that? Right? In other words, we're going to have a discussion that says, I'm not losing in my battle. Now, people, well, Kevin, you know, in a discussion like this, there are no winners and losers when you're talking about. Yeah, in real relationships, it's not about winning and losing. Now, just so you guys know, my emotional IQ is a little higher now than it was before. I'm probably like a seventh grader, or, 8 years old or something. I don't know. So I get it. It's not about winners and losers. And we're talking about America, and you've got a solution, or you think you do, and I think I have a solution. It's not about winning and losing. It's about finding the solution, isn't it? It's what it's supposed to be. But on their side, it's not. So there go, you're so stupid. And you go, well, you're stupider. So I'm just telling you, the beginning of discourse for me is, if you want to say something, you're going to hear me out. I'll follow you out. You're going to hear me out. And then I'm going to show you the level of passion I have for my argument, because I'm willing to fight for it. And I know there are many people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network right now and my voice saying, I am too, Kev. And in fact, I'm willing to die for it. And the reason why I know many of you are willing to die for it, even though some of you don't even think you are, is if I put you in the right circumstances, I can prove it to you. It may not involve you. It may not involve a gun to your head. You may go, and you'll beg for your life. But I'll tell you what you will do. You'll fight for the life of your kid or your grandkids. If you're a true conservative, you will, under whatever circumstances, you will jump in front of the car, in front of the bullet, in front of the bows and arrows or whatever. Well, not the bows, but the arrows. And you will fight for those you care about. Like G.K. Chesterton said. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. People being chased in the streets just because they support the Republican Party. Shameful.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats say we are warmongers. They say we're violent. They blame guns and of course, associate them with us all the time. And I can promise you this, is God is my witness. They are everything they just described us as. Again, should we play this little thought game of what are the Democrats? We already know, folks, 101, anything a Democrat says is that person telling you about themselves. They're telling you about a piece of the Inflation Reduction Act. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think when a Democrat says, oh, inflation reduction? Hillary Clinton made this statement. I want you to figure out what is she saying as Hillary Clinton tells you this statement.
Hello, indivisibles. I'm here to highlight something that is keeping me up at night. And I know this group really understands what I'm about to say. I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures, yes, you heard me that correctly, state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican-controlled. But there's also good news in the face of this very real threat to democracy. Indivisible has launched Crush the Coup to make sure we're ready to defend democracy in 2024. They've put together a list of critical races in six key states and how you can get involved. Will you support Crush the Coup by donating to Indivisible and state legislature candidates? Each of these races is highly competitive, and your dollars could very well decide the winners and the winner of the next presidential election. This could not be more important or more urgent.
So they have Indivisible candidates is what they call them. Hello, Indivisibles. Welcome back, folks. Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome back, Deplorables. See, there's the Indivisibles and there's the Deplorables. Which are you? Oh, wait. No, I take that back. There's the Indivisibles and there's the Ultramagus. And there's the Semi-Fascist. So the Indivisibles have a thing called Crush the Coup. What part of that statement that she made that resonated with you? So first of all, right-wing extremists plan to steal the next election. Do we really need to go there? We already know, right? Left-wing extremists have already stolen an election, and what the left hates is that you're putting in safeguards to make sure they can't do it again. And then what does she call the Supreme Court? She calls it a right-wing controlled SCOTUS. And what are the state legislatures doing? They're saying, you know what? The next time something like this happens, when you come in and we see a vote count that's wrong, we're going to exercise all of our rights and get this done. And she says it was a coup. And then what do? They say, we want to crush the coup. When in fact, they are the ones who implemented the coup. Now, I'm going to tell you what you should do. These six races that they say are the biggest ones to go look at, you need to go look at them as conservatives, and you need to make sure that each of those races you put your time and energy into. I don't know where they are. Battleground states. Trust me when I tell you, the Democrats have it down to a science. They know which counties to flip and how to do it. They cannot win, as I said, without cheating. So they will do it strategically, and they will get in there with those Dominion machines and those thumb drives, and they'll get their minions on it, and they will absolutely work. They will claw their way out with, you'll see fingernail markings like on Silence of the Lambs, and that little, it takes the lotion and rubs us on his skin. And you will have fingernail markings of them trying to claw their way out. Just like January 6th. Clawing their way out. These people will cheat. These people will hurt you. A man wearing a t-shirt that supporting Senator Marco Rubio was brutally attacked in Hialeah, Florida over the weekend because he was in the neighborhood canvassing on behalf of the senator. Or not even on behalf of Senator Rubio, if I'm not mistaken, but just on behalf of a Republican. Senator Marco Rubio tweeted that the man suffered internal bleeding as well as a broken jaw, and he's going to need reconstructive surgery. Now, this isn't a Jussie Smollett story, and it was funny because all the left were, yeah, right, it's Jussie Smollett, he didn't get beat up, no, it didn't happen. No, lefties, that's what you do. You lie. See, this guy isn't going to come out and go, yeah, man, I was carrying my Subway sandwich and thinking about the show Empire when two indivisibles jumped. And two indivisibles jumped out and had their rope and their bleach. And, you're not going to hear that. You're going to hear the real truth that some nutcase ran into a baseball game and decided to shoot up Republicans. You're going to hear that some nutcase, while nothing was going on, decided to shoot Ashley Babbitt. This nutcase being a Capitol Hill police officer who still hasn't been charged with anything. And I could go on. You go look at videos of Republicans being beaten or chased or whatever. They probably have a channel for it somewhere, a reality show, an undercover one, like with a secret code word, Republicans die. And you go to that channel and you can watch all day long as Republicans get beaten, eggs thrown at them, run through the streets. And let me tell you, Kyle Rittenhouse, he's a perfect example of what happens if you are not armed and ready to fight when you're confronted by leftists. I used to tell myself this. I said, it's such a waste of time for me to have trained decades in the martial arts, for me to have trained my kids in the martial arts. What energy could have, gone into something much more productive? Not that I think the arts are beautiful, by the way. But you know what? I look back on it now and I say, boy, bravo, Kevin. Bravo. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you better be willing to fight. This is not a game. These people implement coups and tell you they want to crush the coups. These people are the extremists, vile to their rotten cores, and you know what I mean.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The U.S. economy is growing for the first time this year. GDP grew by 2.6% in the third quarter after the economy had shrunk in the previous two quarters. The growth between July and September was better than expected, as economists were looking for an increase of 2.3%. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tells MSNBC the president is still trying to bring down prices.
He's been out there fighting to bring down the price of gas. It fell all summer. We had a little increase in early October. We're bringing it down again. He's been out there fighting to bring down the cost of prescription drugs.
Elon Musk says he's buying Twitter because it is important to the future of civilization. Specifically, he says we must have a common digital town square where many beliefs can be discussed. Musk adding that Twitter will not become a free-for-all. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats and leftists fill our jails. They commit crimes in numbers that should have anybody considering being a Democrat to take pause. And I know you're thinking, Kevin's kidding, right? He's being sarcastic again. That Negro's funny. No, I'm not kidding. I am funny. And I'm a Negro, but I ain't kidding. Look at the stats for all violent crimes and ask yourself, how could we even allow Democrats? If you had to declare when you were arrested what your crime was and somebody did a study, you'd have to ask yourself, why do we let these Democrats walk the streets? Kevin Jackson here, folks. And I know there are people out there going, he's a radical. The next Alex Jones. I don't care. Whatever. Think what you want about me. I'm going to tell you something. Democrats are so into crime, they don't just legislate it. They legalize it. They pass it through Congress, and then they legalize their own stuff. You're going, Kevin, explain. Okay, since we have a minute, I will. So Democrats say you can... And by the way, this is in a lot of states. I'm going to pick on California because they're an easy target. Up to $1,000 you can steal and it's not a felony. Now, you and I know, as a retailer, if somebody can walk in and steal $999 worth of stuff and get a slap on the wrist, I'm probably not going to be able to hang around very long as a retailer. How many videos, I dare you, go on YouTube, do a Google search of, you know, theft. Retail theft. Watch the videos. And oh, for the record, the majority, you don't have to believe me, but I promise you, if they keep these stats, it'll validate what my common sense tells me. The majority of people who shoplift are leftists. They're Democrats. They're not conservative. You want to know why I can tell you that? Because a conservative knows what it takes to make a dollar. And they respect the process. They say, you know what? As enticing as it is to get everything for free, because I'd like everything for free too, wouldn't you? But you know what I won't do? I won't do it at the cost of somebody else. So I say, pay for it. That simple. I've been overpaid in a store and I go, excuse me, you overpaid me. And you know what these people say? It's refreshing. They go, do you know most people would not tell me that? They would just take it. I go, I know. I'm not most people, but I also correct them and say, it's not most people. It's most Democrats. they look at me, ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. I want you to know who's giving you your money back. See, because they look at me and they go, he's such an honest black man. He must be a Democrat. No, 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 no. Don't, them's fighting words. No, I make sure they know I am not a Democrat. That's why you're getting your money back. To the casino, years ago, the person overpaid me. I wouldn't touch it. I didn't touch, you know, they slide the money over and I said, I said, you've overpaid me. And the dealer went, oh my God, you're right. And I said, yep, can't go jeopardizing your job over a mistake. And I'll never forget, it's happened more than once. And I bet I can almost tell you the times when I, because it doesn't happen that often. But the times that it did, the dealer's like, what? You're giving the money back? And I go, no, I'm not a Democrat. And that's why you're getting your money back. Make sure they understand who they're dealing with. Looting, folks, mob robbery of stores. You seen those? Go look at it. Do a YouTube and see them. When these people run in, they take a store like locusts and they run through grabbing stuff 50, 100 people at a time, in and out. Think the Democrats care? In the retail business, they call it shrinkage. It's theft. And the Democrats condone it and they write laws to allow it. And oh, by the way, if you do steal over $1,000, it ain't that big of a deal either. Don't worry, we got something for you. What, you didn't have no daddy? Mama's a crackhead. I get it. There's always an excuse for them. But let me tell you who they're never going to feel sorry for. The person who's put their time and energy and money and passion on the line and made that product readily available. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to make my own clothes. You want to, whoa! Yeah, Lord, it would be ugly. I'd be wearing, I don't even know what I'd be. I wouldn't wear anything. I would just go steal it from other people. That's what I would do. I'm glad they don't make me make my own clothes and I have to go buy them. Because people do it better than I do. These mass robberies and these, you know, what we call, used to call petty thefts. They're not petty at all. Happening nationally. Look at the number of stores, folks, that won't operate in Democrat-infested neighborhoods. Oh, I use the right word. I use the right word. Infested. Like a bunch of roaches. That's what happens when you bring a Democrat into your, when you have a Democrat area, an enclave of people, you go, oh, they're so sophisticated. Well, no, they're not. They are rats and roaches. It's an infestation generally caused by the cancer of higher ed because we let them have it. We let them have higher ed. It's no problem. It's yours. So we, you know. High crime area. If I say high crime area, you already know what to be thinking, right? You know it's Democrats, and you suspect it's a minority neighborhood. Oh, it's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you, white people. Because Kevin, I don't think I want to answer that. I can't even hear you answering, but I can feel your sphincter. You guys are so scared. Well, I'm not scared. I'll tell you exactly what when you hear bad crime, high crime area, you think, oh, you hear Sister Girl in your head because you know exactly what we're dealing with. A Democrat controlled city and probably, you know, a minority neighborhood. Oh, yeah, even in the Democrat-controlled cities, they have their gated community, you know, for the elites. And by the way, it's elites of all colors. While they push racism on us and the sodomites that are outside of those gates, inside of those gates, it's the elites of all colors, all LGBT, you know, Q, you name it. It's all the different folks, the hodgepodge. So, yeah, as I say, Democrats legislate their crime. I'll give you another example. They want to kill black folks. Look, if they weren't legislating crime, do you think they might be able to solve more of them? Black people get killed on the streets in massive numbers, disproportionately, every single day. The black mayors all over this country do nothing. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Well, show it. Then, what do they do then? We're going to legislate that you can kill these little babies in the womb because we don't want to. What the left won't tell you, the elitists who make black people think Black Lives Matter, kill black people disproportionately, indiscriminately in the womb. Don't give a second of thought about it. They legislate their crimes. In Illinois, what's going on right now? You could get out on your own recognizance, released, they call it RR, released on own recognizance. Second degree murder, rape, theft, all kinds of, these are violent crimes, folks, in many cases. Robbery, violent crime. Somebody puts a gun to your head. I told you guys a story about a son of a friend of mine. He moved from Chicago to Phoenix. He said, I go, what moved you out? He goes, I got robbed at gunpoint. And the kids kill somebody. The next guy they rob, they kill. Last year, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, a Democrat, freed a murderer serving a life sentence. It was a controversial decision, but not for him. Not for Larry Krasner. No. He was going to do the woke, politically correct thing. Well, on Friday of last week, that man turned himself into the police. He's killed somebody else. I know. Shocker. A murderer got released and went, you know what? Thank you, Larry Krasner. I understand. You know, thank you for my second chance. And I'd like to give this award to my mother and my father. Yeah, no. He didn't accept any awards. 32-year-old Jameer Harris shot fatally Charles Gossett. Security footage shows Harris acting as a getaway driver, approaching the victim, and two gunmen shooting Gossett in the back of the head. Now, you might be saying right now, well, Kevin, he didn't actually pull the trigger. No, he didn't. You're right. Yeah, I see why Larry let him out. He's such a good guy. On his way to college. Isn't that the way they describe every dude who kills somebody in a heinous crime? He was on his way to college. Oh, this poor thing. No, actually the victim. In this case, the victim got the two bullets to the back of the head, so he obviously died of COVID.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Meadow Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Meadow Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Surging in San Francisco, and a growing number of residents want out. Just this week alone, shoplifters ransacking a Neiman Marcus as several retail chains announced they will be closing early due to a lack of law and order.
Crime spree, folks. I Googled this just to see what would come up. It's so much, you can't even get through it all. But I want to play one other little piece of this clip where she asked him a question about crime. And check out his answer. Check out how he starts to answer this.
When things happen, like the video that we just showed, are people facing the consequences that they need to in order to stop this behavior?
Hardly. No, in fact, the exact opposite is happening. Nothing happens to the people who commit these crimes. So as a result, they tell their friends and in the criminal community, and they come into San Francisco and go to town. That's the reason why we've seen 18 Walgreens closed in San Francisco, and why we're seeing Target reducing its hours, closing at 6 o'clock at night. And we have a district attorney here who thinks that everything is fine. He's sort of gaslighting us, pretending that there is no crime, but or that crime has not increased, but that's the reason why Target is closing their stores. They specifically said so. So,
welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was you were listening to Fox News there talking about crime in San Francisco. Head of the GOP in San Francisco. I don't know what the head of the GOP's job is, but I'll tell you this. If you can't get California, anybody, to take a look at what's going on in these places and get them to take a serious look at the GOP, shame on you. You're not a sales guy. They go on in that report to say 44% of San Francisco people are planning on leaving. Who's going to be left? It's insane. Right? They write this. Coordinated crime sprees in major cities in California, New York, and elsewhere. Why don't you just say coordinated crime sprees in major cities all across the country are forcing retailers to close stores and limit operating hours as packs of shoplifters regularly make off with hundreds of dollars worth in merchandise to be resold online at street markets or returned for gift cards. Amid a crime wave sweeping San Francisco, 5 Target stores are reducing operating hours. They close at 6 p.m. instead of the usual 10 p.m. as managers seek to secure merchandise and employee safety. It's not just about the theft, folks. It is about the safety of employees. Organized gangs brazenly steal branded items, even with security present, as California raised the threshold from a felony charge from $450 to $950 in stolen goods. San Francisco Police Chief William Scott told NBC News, thieves calculate the worth of shoplifted goods to fall below the felony threshold, meaning officers cannot take action for misdemeanor theft, and stores must be willing to hire security guards to make a private person's arrest. So let me just tell you the fallout of this. Not only are we having to calculate in the theft that's occurring all over the country, we have to calculate in the necessary added security to prevent as much of the theft as you can, which it doesn't work. They said for more than a month, Target has been experiencing, and they put this in quotes, a significant and alarming rise in theft and security incidents at San Francisco stores. So that's what they're doing. It's funny, in the same story, they say this. Shoplifters ruling the roost at big city stores and pharmacy chains. That's a separate article that they're referencing when you read this one. Here's what's funny. Target, who's so woke, right? Hey, at least they've got their LGBT bathrooms. Well, they're engaging. Anybody want to guess? Local law enforcement, elected officials, the people who've actually created the problem, and community partners to address their concerns, according to one of their spokespersons. And he says, with the safety of our guests, team members, and communities as our top priority, we've temporarily reduced our operating hours in 5 San Francisco stores. Keep in mind, folks, San Francisco is the left's crown jewel. It used to be America's crown jewel. Now it's just the left's. And the crown jewel, they have poop maps and stores that don't stay open late because of the safety of their guests and their employees. Walgreens, they said, has closed 17 locations in San Francisco over the last 5 years, citing the type of theft that we're talking about here. Jason Cunningham, regional VP for the pharmacy and retail operations in California and Hawaii, said at a hearing at a time that that theft in Walgreens stores in San Francisco is four times the average of stores elsewhere in the country. And here's what's worse. Go to any of the big cities, it's going to still be geometrically more than it is anywhere that there are a group of conservatives. They know this. Now, here's a statistic that will blow your mind. Walgreens spends 35 times more on security in San Francisco than other areas where their stores are in operation. So, again, when you go into Walgreens and you want to get a snack, you know, you're in there to pick up your meds, but you go, you know what, I'm a little hungry. Let me go get this $14 bag of 14-ounce Doritos. That's why. Have you gone into one of those stores and went, what price? On what planet have you decided these prices are for? You want to get like some headphones. I mean, if you're antiquated like me and you actually plug in your headphones into your phone, $40. Like, you do know these are $2 on eBay, right? Yeah, but at Walgreens, they're $40. Look, folks, you've seen all these smash and grabs. You know what's going on. These people are doing nothing about it. Wawa's. You guys know what Wawa's is, a chain of convenience stores. This article's in the Washington Times. The popular convenience store chain, Wawa, is shutting down two locations. This is in Philadelphia because of what? Safety and security challenges. Which is but another symptom of the crime epidemic that has propelled law and order issues to the top of voters' mind in the year's midterm elections. I can't be happy for more crime, because I just, you know, being a victim of crime is a horrible thing. And whether you got robbed in the street or somebody broke into your home or broke into your car, it is a hollow, gut-wrenching, you just like, oh, no. I remember going outside of the house in St. Louis, and the car door is flung open, and you can tell somebody's been in your vehicle ransacking it. And you're lucky if they open the door, because in many cases they smashed your window. And I think in three times we got our window smashed. So they say violent crime in Philadelphia has surged 7% over last year, which it already surged, outpacing nationwide figures. The city's reported 388 homicides so far this year. Yeah, we're not through. On a pace to eclipse last year's record body count. Property crimes up by a staggering 30%. Commercial burglaries rising by 50%. Folks, if you think this is limited to Philadelphia, you better, I need some P words. You better get out of here, or some F words, because it'll sound like Philly. Anyway, Philadelphia is not limited to this. This is in D.C., San Antonio, Liberty Town. Oh, already got that one. Boston and a Baton Rouge. Any big city. They said, and what's ironic, the city of brotherly love was the backdrop for Biden going into campaign for who? Fetterman? Mr. Soft on Crime? Oh, except when it happens to him. You couldn't ask for something better than Biden to go do his, the two mumblers. Well, you were all in the federal, and Fetterman going, well, they missed the president's law. And crime is rampant. And they're using it as a backdrop. The city of brotherly love, where we kill each other in record numbers. And remember when it was Chicago that we talked about all the time? Now Philadelphia's like, we can't let Chicago get all that. I can see the meeting.
Chicago shouldn't be getting all the press. We're Philly. We're scrappers.
Isn't that what Joe Biden always?
We're scrappy. I'm from Scranton. We're scrappers. They're not going to let them get all the stuff.
How could you possibly let this go on? Democrats.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.